On the line is Radio.com Sports MLB insider John Heyman. Insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. John, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. It has been a very scary start to the Major League Baseball season. It feels so fragile right now. We were so happy to get it back, and then the thing happened with the Marlins and the Phillies, and it's been a very unfortunate start to the season. How do you feel about the overall stability of this sport right now, considering everything that's happened?
Well, I'm loving the games, enjoying the games, but I'm concerned. I'm nervous like just about anybody else. Obviously we've had two outbreaks at this point, counting the Cardinals along with the Marlins, and I just don't think we can have too many more. Whether you can have one or two more, I'm not sure. The owners seem committed to making this work. I think the players are enthusiastic about making this work by and large. Obviously we've had several breaks in the action. We had six teams not playing this weekend, and really only two that were involved with the outbreak. So there are ripple effects, and it's been a trying couple of weeks so far in Major League Baseball.
So a Phillies coach and a home clubhouse attendant at first tested positive last week, which led to the postponement of that weekend Blue Jays series at Citizens Bank Park. But those specific tests ended up being false positives. How much are false positives, or even a worse case, John, a potential false negative, how much of that falls on Major League Baseball and its testing procedure? Or is that just simply the challenges that this very scary and unfortunate virus brings on a daily basis?
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. I can only tell you what I read on the internet. There are false positives and, unfortunately, occasionally false negatives. I think Juan Soto from the Nats thinks he had a false positive because he quickly and many times tested negative after that, and he was held out of action, missed games. The Phillies situation was, well, they also played the Marlins, so I don't think it was so bad that they sat out a few games. I think it was good that Major League Baseball was cautious with them. But you're right. They did have the positives. We think they might be false now, and that might have contributed to them sitting out an entire week. Obviously the situation isn't perfect. The science is good. It's great that we're following science, but, the virus has a mind of its own, and we still really haven't figured out 100%. Major League Baseball does have doctors working for it, advising it, and they're following that. But, as we've seen, even the government's doctors haven't been 100% right. It's a very difficult situation, and I do think Major League Baseball is trying to get it right, but obviously there have been adjustments on the fly here. The 113-page manual, I think, was very comprehensive. I think they did a good job with it, but they're making adjustments. At first, you were strongly discouraged from leaving the hotel. Now you're not leaving the hotel. First, there was no compliance officer for each team. Now there is a compliance officer. Obviously, the Marlins were allowed to play after they had four positives, and some people criticized the players because they wanted to play, but that decision should have been taken away from them by a higher authority. So we're adjusting. It's not perfect. I think they expected it to not be perfect. They definitely expected there to be some positives, but to have two outbreaks, it's been a rough start.
So you were talking about the hotel situation, and you see what's happening in the NBA. They're playing in Orlando, and knock on wood, they haven't had many or any really COVID-19 related issues the past couple of weeks. Same deal with hockey. They've been pretty clean. Baseball has had a lot of issues, John, as you know. So last week we heard Commissioner Manfred talk to Tom Verducci on your network, MLB Network, and he said that he basically explained that having a bubble wasn't feasible. What's your opinion on the bubble matter? Should baseball have gone into a bubble or campus-like environment as other sports have?
Yeah, I do think it would have been very, very difficult for baseball to do a bubble. And I know that when it came up at the time, the players didn't want to do it. They didn't want to be away from their families. They were not enthused about it, and that was the issue number one. The other thing is baseball is very different than the other sports. It takes a stadium to play in baseball, so you need more area, and you need actual stadiums. Phoenix is, which is where they were going to plan this bubble. I saw it was 118 degrees there fairly recently, and it's 108 degrees there at night. So I think it would have been very uncomfortable to play in Phoenix. There's only one indoor stadium, that being Chase Field, where the Diamondbacks play, and they certainly would have used that a lot, but it would have been hard to keep social distancing if you used it too much and you had games almost overlapping there. I just think in the baseball, you have a bigger traveling party, you have a bigger, more team, you have a longer season. The season hadn't even begun yet. The timing of it was bad for baseball. The NBA and the NHL players had already been paid. We were already three quarters of the way through the season. And, they take a basketball court, there aren't fans, so you don't need arenas, many of them, and the games are shorter and the traveling parties are smaller. I think it just would have been very, very hard for baseball to do that. And at that time, nobody was really saying, let's do this bubble. I mean, I didn't see anybody, the fans, the media. It's really hard to criticize it now, but I think even the Arizona plan was just to do it for a month in May and then move on, because I think the people who saw that as a decent plan understood that 108 degrees, it's going to be very difficult to play baseball outside. I know they have some people play occasionally, but to play a season there, I don't know how players would have been able to endure that either.
How much is Major League Baseball, John, considering, and we heard a little bit of rumblings over the weekend, how much is Major League Baseball considering cracking down harder on players and coaches if they don't follow the protocol to a T? I mean, sometimes there's high fives, sometimes, they're close to each other when they don't necessarily have to be close to each other out there, and I understand that it's difficult, but how much is Major League Baseball looking to ramp up in terms of the way the games are played, ramp up the strict nature of the protocol?
Well, they're definitely making adjustments. I think the biggest adjustment is to keep the guys in the hotels and not let them venture out of the hotel, because that's really where the issues begin, when you start to interact with people who aren't being tested every 2 days. I think that from what I see in the games, the guys do high five and low fives and all the fives more than I would have expected. I'm not a doctor again. I'm not sure that's causing any kind of a spread. As I said, in Miami, they thought the guys were too close in the bullpen and the clubhouse and the hotel, and they weren't wearing masks, and that's why it spread. So I'm not sure, I think if their high-fiving was a big problem, we would have had many more outbreaks at this point, because I see them in most of the games, the majority of the games I've seen guys getting close to each other. Again, the players are tested every other day, and then when there's a problem, it's every day. So, I don't think they're going to crack down on on-field stuff, but I'm glad they have cracked down on the leaving the hotel situation, because, it's human nature. I'm not blaming players, but you can't leave the hotel. I think that's the big issue.
I want to follow up, John, on the testing, the daily testing and the every other day testing, and I'll get to that in a second. But the first thing that I'm wondering is, because you talk about the hotels and your colleague, fellow Radio.com Sports MLB insider Bob Nightingale, reported on one of our Pittsburgh sister stations that one or two players on the Marlins might have gone out in Atlanta. What have you heard in terms of how the Marlins outbreak, what may have caused it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any evidence. I wasn't there, so I don't know for sure who went out or how many might have gone out. It's not unreasonable to think that could be a possibility. The people I've talked to who are investigating have not proven that to this point. They think they were not social distancing in the clubhouse and in the hotel and in the bullpen, as I said. So they haven't proven it, but, as I said, it's human nature. It wouldn't be shocking if some guys went out. We did hear Bob Nightingale say that on our big-time baseball podcast early last week as well. So, you know, I generally trust Bob. I think he does a very good job, and he heard it from somebody. And I think Jerry Hairston also, who will be on our show this week on Big Time Baseball, he heard it as well. So, you know, wouldn't shock me if it were true. It just hasn't been proven yet.
Testing. Right now they're doing every other day, except in cases like the Phillies and the Marlins, where the Marlins had an outbreak and the Phillies were around the team that had the outbreak. How likely is it that baseball, universally, the entire sport, regardless if there's an outbreak or not, will go to daily testing?
Well, I think that would be great. I just don't know about the testing situation in the United States. I think we've had problems with that from day one. So, you know, I don't know if it's available, going to be made available. Will there be complaints that, you know, professional athletes are treated differently? I mean, I'd love to see it. I think it would be great if they're able to do it. I'm just not sure if they're able to it. And it is good that we see it every day now with the Marlins, with the Phillies, with anybody's at contact. So there is some extra availability, whether they're able to test every player every day or every tier one person, as they say, every day. I'm not sure that's going to happen.
And my last one for you, John, is Major League Baseball. How confident are they right now that they'll be able to complete the season and crown a champion in October without any further major interruptions or any other major outbreak?
Well, I'm not inside their heads. I know they had the owners had a conference call on Friday in which they expressed their commitment to trying to make this work. And so their effort is there. Their hope is there. Whether they're confident at this moment, I couldn't swear to it. I mean, there isn't any hard and fast rule about how many outbreaks would cancel a season. It's going to be case by case, and judgment's going to be made. I'm not sure how close we are to that, but we certainly can't afford to have too many more outbreaks.
I agree with you, John, and hopefully everybody stay safe. Radio.com Sports MLB Insider John Heyman. Insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil, motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. John, thank you for the time as always. I really appreciate it. Look forward to the next time we can chat.
All right, thanks, Dave. See you later.